Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is a show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello there. Welcome to episode 7 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, along with my cohort, my friend, my compatriot, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hey, Adam. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Excited to record another show with you, of course.
How's your day been going?
So far, so good. I got up early, went for a nice long walk over to Starbucks, actually, had a cup of coffee, listened to an audiobook partly. Actually, that's going to be an upcoming segment. We're going to add that, like, what are you listening to or reading, right? As far as some books and content. We'll start that probably next episode.
You're full of good ideas.
Thanks. We're waiting actually for a big storm here. We're recording this today is what? Today is the 16th of February. It comes out next Monday on the, whatever date that is, 20th. And, we're expecting a big winter storm for Southern California, like literally 3 to 6 inches of rain for SoCal, which is a big deal around here. They're saying, if you don't need to go on the roads, don't. It's like our snow day, I guess. I don't know. People are crazy. So how's it going out there? How are you doing?
Everything's pretty good. Just off to a productive day, finishing up a solid week, and just pretty stoked to be doing this podcast with you today.
Oh, nice. Okay. So let's get going here on this then. What are you wearing? What are you drinking in the WordPress space?
Yeah, right on. So I'm really decked out today. Head to toe, pretty much.
Yeah, you are.
I've got a WordCamp Ann Arbor 2014 hat. I've got a GiveWP t-shirt from our good friends down in San Diego. I have a WordCamp 2014 North Canton zip-up hoodie on.
Wow.
And I'm wearing my Sycron socks, which are my favorites. And I'm drinking from a WordCamp North Canton 2015 water bottle.
Wow. Well, you are like the NASCAR of WordCamp and WordPress related swag as of the moment.
I guess so.
Yes. And what are you drinking? What was that in that sipper? What was that? Just water, you said?
It's water. Okay. It's still early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost an afternoon for you. But yeah, I actually am wearing nothing in regards to WordPress swag. I'm wearing clothes. Otherwise, this show would be very awkward. More awkward than normal, actually. I actually, like I said, I got up early, went for a walk with my workout clothes on, and I was going to come back and shower and change, but I got into a client issue that I fixed real quick this morning. Then my daughter couldn't find her bus pass, so I took her to school, and here we are. So I didn't take a shower yet. I'm wearing a hat, you know, but just running attire, if you will. But I am drinking water once again from my WP Engine pint glass. So, that's kind of nice, I guess. It's good for me to drink water. I don't drink enough of it, but here, that's all I got this week. So, you know. Far as anything newsworthy that you know of, anything you want to share in the news or, you know, in the WordPress space? I don't think it's kind of a light week, wasn't it?
A little bit. You know, we've been just cruising our projects, keeping our heads down with work. I've been shooting proposals out and working on a little bit of a secret plugin project of my own.
Not so secret and, now.
listening to lots of great podcasts on the side.
Nice.
A few recently that I've been enjoying, like the Commit Access podcast from John James Jacoby.
Triple J.
Yeah, some recent episodes of Brian Krogsgaard's post-status draft.
Cool.
Podcast.
Nice.
Very, very informative stuff. So, yeah.
Triple J, he is so nice. It just bothers me. It really does. He's just super, he's just so giving. And I don't know. Something about that guy. Some ulterior motive, I'm thinking.
There's got to be, because he's really a special person. There's not too many other people out there that I've met that are quite like John, and he's a good friend and one of my favorite people in this whole community.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, our show is a two-person show, but I think down the line, we may have to have a guest to give options as well, and maybe like a special episode. And I think I would love to have him on, I think, as one of those people. I really would.
I'm with you. I'm with you. John has just amazing insight and a great way of just appreciating everyone's questions, right. Even questions that others may disrespect or think that's a dumb question. John somehow has a graceful way of handling everything every time.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Right. So, I was going to say, share one thing on my side of things in the news. I'm actually talking to somebody tomorrow about doing some sales for me, for my, for agency work wise. I have lots of leads, if you will, and you know, I'm good at the business development. I like doing it, but it's hard to sell your own stuff sometimes. And I can't prospect and then do the work at the same time. It's just hard to balance that outlet, I've noticed. So I met a gentleman recently. He's in sales. Super nice guy. It'll be commission only, but we're going to talk tomorrow. And maybe I'll come back. We'll revisit that, how that's going, if it works out. And we'll figure out what percentages it'll be, that kind of thing. Territory, if I want to bring somebody else on after that. But I have another friend of mine doing a similar thing. And it worked out really well for him already. It's hard to, you know, do it all, right? So I think sometimes you just need to segment out certain tasks and outsource that piece. So I'm willing to give up a piece of the pie to help grow the farm. To help grow the bakery. To help grow the bakery. Yes, there we go. The bakery. So
sure.
That's awesome.
I'm super curious to hear how that goes. I mean, we've been running an agency for 5 years now, and we've discussed options like that many times and explored some of them, but we've never been able to execute in that department, bringing somebody else to sell our products and services. So if you figure it out, I definitely want to know.
Yeah, definitely doable. And I'll let you know how it goes. All right. Okay, so I guess we'll hit record now. Start recording this. I'm kidding. We're recording this. All right, so I think we're going to move on. It's a light week in the news. So, hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
Tell me, Adam.
It's questions time.
No way.
It's time for questions. Still no sound effects there, but I promise it's coming. I've got some equipment coming, an extra cable I didn't have, and we're going to have awesome sound effects for that.
It's gonna be good.
I don't want to set the bar too high, but it's gonna be better than me going, it's questions. Okay. So first question I'm gonna ask you. Ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Hit me.
How do you find your first clients for a new freelance web dev enterprise? Who was that? You think about that for a second, and I will try to find the Trello board to say who sent that in. I don't know. Was it anonymous?
No, that was Evan Farmer, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. Yeah. So thanks, Evan. So there again, the question is, how do you find your first clients for new freelance web development enterprise?
Oh man, Adam, this really takes me back. Do you remember your first clients ever?
Well, no, maybe I'd have to think about it. I don't know. I mean, I think I was my own first client technically. You know what I mean? I did my own project. That's always, you always start with your own thing. So
I think that's the case for a lot of us, and it definitely was for me. My first clients weren't what I would have considered clients. It wasn't until I said, you know, I'm going to do this professionally and throw a brand name on what I do, that I said, now you guys are clients and not just friends and acquaintances. So the first sites I was making was sort of volunteer efforts, like for my father-in-law's lawn mowing business or something, and for a gentleman who came into a place where I worked at a library and did World War II memorabilia programs. And I said, I kind of learned how to make HTML pages in a class, so maybe I'll just help you out and make a website for you. And he's still technically a client to this day, mostly just because he's a good friend. But at a certain point, I started a business, and these acquaintances who required the services I'd learned, the skills I'd developed, became clients. So, you know, back in the day, things were pretty different. And that's not necessarily the advice I would give for finding your first clients, to just really hit up your friends and acquaintances and start making cheap and free websites for everyone you know. I think that there's a better strategy. So let's say, when you're making your first effort into this freelance world, you don't have a reputation. You don't have money for advertising. You don't have valuable connections to leverage. You don't have an incredibly unique offering. You don't have page one rankings for anything.
Unless your father gave you some money to start a company, and then you went on to grow things to a huge level. Go on, I digress.
Yeah, and you totally disappointed him at starting a web design business.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's your situation. You don't have some of these advantages. So you have no choice. You have to go out. You have to get out of the house. There's no way around it. You don't have the money to advertise. You don't have a way to leverage anything online or through your connections. So you have to get face to face with your community. That's the only way you can find yourself in a position where you are becoming a preferred option for people. So I say, start with meetup.com and explore what's in your local community. So figure out all the groups of every different kind. I mean, look at Definitely your WordPress groups, e-commerce groups, design, creative people, every business kind of group, and show up. Get out there. This is absolutely critical. Critical for finding your first clients. Go to groups like SBDC. Adam and I have done that. I was doing that when I first started, attending their business sessions, meeting other people. Really, really great. Go to WordCamps. There's young professionals groups in my area. There's B2B groups. You can spend money and invest in things like Chamber of Commerce and BNI and Toastmasters and all kinds of other groups where you get to know other people. Those are really valuable for me, and I think that's a good start. What do you think, Adam?
Well, you know, actually, as you were discussing and mentioning that, I thought about it, and I'm a little embarrassed. I'm going to own it, as my friend Corey Miller says. And I met my initial clients, thinking about it, when I was living in a van down by the river. You know, and then I started getting more referrals from the other side of the tracks, and then I just moved past 8 Mile. And from there, I moved up to the west side where I got my slice of the pie. You know, that's really how I grew things. But again, back to the bakery. I guess this is the bakery episode, right? Growing your pie, growing your slice, growing your business. That's going to be the title of the show. Friends, families, where I started, thinking about it probably, parents of my kids' friends kind of thing. And then parents of my children's friends' parents, their businesses that might have needed a site. I might have did a few that way. Didn't end well, honestly, but joined the chamber. When I first went out on my own 16, 17 years ago, the first time, I've gone on my own a few times, I joined the Chamber of Commerce in Torrance, California, and I kind of went to some luncheons. I kind of invested some time in it, but not enough. So when I moved to Colorado, I joined the chamber first week there, and I went to everything, because that's the key. You know, you can join a chamber, you could join a Kiwanis, you could join a Rotary to help and get the word out what you do and kind of network and meet more people, but you have to be involved. If you just pay and don't go, it does no good at all. Nowadays, the chambers are still good, but like you said, meetups great, SBDCs are awesome, and those right there, I think are meetup wasn't around 16, 17 years ago when I first went on my own the first time. So yeah, I think those are valid options for the question. You know, that's how you kind of just have to put yourself out there. And in my case, you know, being part of the WeWork right now, that I have the co-working space that I go to, that's been awesome. You know, I picked up a few clients from there already because there's people always looking in my building and my location, as well as on the intranet that they have inside there. So 80,000 WeWorkers strong. I should get them to sponsor the show. Anyway.
So there's really two important things that I want you to remember, Evan, and take away from this. One is that when you're getting started, your pitch is going to suck. You know, you need a ton of practice to perfect and polish your pitch. I went out time after time after time, and it took me so much practice to get to a point where I could stand up and concisely express something about the value I deliver and what I do in a way that would consistently result in people saying, hey, can I talk to you afterwards? It didn't happen much in the beginning because I was pretty lousy. I sounded confident. I was using the wrong words to express what I do, words that people didn't understand or didn't mean anything to them. So you have to polish your pitch and say it over and over and over. And that's going to take some trial and error to get it just right.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Listen to people like Adam. And the second thing that I think is important to remember and take away from this is that you have to invest in these groups over time, mm-hmm. because you are not going to walk away from the first meeting with every one of these groups with any kind of a deal or even a conversation with people as a general rule. You have to invest in these over time and educate people. So when I was attending business-to-business groups in the early days, I was practicing every single week, spending 30 seconds or less explaining what it is I do and describing the service I provide and the value with new examples every single week. And you know what? Over time, everyone in the group begins to understand how important and vital your role is and what a difference you can make in others' businesses. So I think about people who would come to these groups, like a chiropractor used to be really brilliant and come and give examples. And all of us misunderstood the value chiropractors bring to someone's life. And he would educate us and help us understand like a little more about how our health works and what back injuries can be caused and how they can affect you. And before you knew it, everyone in the group was appreciating the value. Right. And someone like yourself, Adam, is in a situation where you offer maintenance-related services, and there's a lot of people who don't understand and appreciate the value of those.
Right.
Many people will come to these groups and not understand that every website is getting attacked every day, and not just the high-profile websites.
It's the care and feeding of your website. You know,
absolutely,
you got to take care of it. So
we have to educate people over time on the value that we deliver. And so investing, continuing to go to these groups is absolutely critical.
Absolutely. Okay. I think we've answered that question. Moving on to question two, that's you're going to ask me, go.
All right, Adam. This question comes in from Eric. And he says, how helpful have WordPress meetups and WordCamps been to you? What's the biggest benefit?
Food. Well, they've been beneficial to me because I get fed. I go, I eat, I leave. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, my answer is truly honest here without my pithiness, I guess. I mean, that's the only joke I have there. Community. You know, I remember joining the meetup in SoCal, the big one that used to be run by Natalie and Noel. Natalie McLeese and Noel Saw? Yeah. They no longer run it. Now it's run by somebody else. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. I didn't realize there was one that this existed. And a couple of years later, a year or two later, I started one my own because there wasn't one in the area. So community is amazing, times three. You know, take what you can from it. It's amazing, but you have to put in the time. I remember going to meetups. I remember going to a WordCamp. The first WordCamp I went to was OC, and I thought, oh, I want to be a part of this. But you have to put in the time. If you're new to the group, if you're new to the community, it takes a bit of time to build friendships. But once you do, those friendships are amazing. I mean, we've known each other 2 years, right?
Yep.
You know, and if anyone listened to the rap at the end of last episode and the little bonus rap, you know, we went to Costa Rica together. I've been in your house. We've traveled together. I cannot even imagine that would have happened 5-6 years ago when I started in this WordPress journey of mine. You know, I didn't see that coming from a long shot. I look at my camera roll from my iPhone and 80%, maybe 75% of all the photos I take are with people in the WordPress space, at WordCamps, at, you know, events I go to, meetups, at conferences. It blows my mind that it's happened the way it's happened. It really is. The other beneficial thing that I like from it is to bounce ideas off of people, like, you know, other, you know, colleagues, you know, whatnot, you, Dustin, Greg Franklin, just the handful, the dozens of people I bounce ideas off of, and then referral work. I like the fact that if I can't do something, I can refer it to somebody who is clearly smarter than me, if you know, in expertise. And the same thing, if something is so dumb that you don't want to deal with it, you send it my way. So, you know, you know,
that's right.
How have they been helpful to you in the meetups and WordCamps? Same.
Oh, so many ways. I probably the first and foremost is the swag. I mean, I've got drawers and drawers full of WordPress related t-shirts.
I left that completely off the list. Dang it.
Yeah, I think I have last count. It's difficult to count right now because our washing machine is broke and I've got a lot of them in the dirty laundry. And I have over 50 WordPress t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not counting the 10 that my wife used to make a quilt for me.
Right.
And the hoodies and sweatshirts and socks and hats and so forth. So that's really enhanced my life and contributed towards my wardrobe, which is fantastic. So huge value there.
Right on.
Worth the price of admission. And it doesn't end there. The value of WordCamps and meetups has been, for me, immeasurable. And the thing, as I reflect on it, is that it's been beneficial in ways that I never would have predicted. Or that, you know, maybe if you would have told me in the beginning, I maybe would have underappreciated those things. If I would have been told, you're going to make friends and you're going to build relationships, I would have said, you know what, that's great, but what I really need is help with the problems I have, and I need more clients, and I need to figure out these hard puzzles that I'm struggling with. So the good news is WordCamps have delivered on all of those fronts. I have gone to WordCamps and meetups, and I have gotten clients before.
Right.
You definitely don't expect that, and you don't intend with that, and you don't attend with that intention. But I've gotten great clients through relationships from clients. My absolute favorite client right now, I met at a meetup.
Right.
And I have attended WordCamps and gotten free help. And that's been huge. Free help, challenging problems that I couldn't break through on my own.
And that always surprised me. Even the meetups, but even the WordCamps, the fact that people just gave away their time. And the fact, I mean, I still do, and people are amazed that, you know, when they came to WordCamp Los Angeles last year, like, this was amazing for $40, all the new timers, the first timers. The meetup that I run, actually, my meetup is tonight, you know, the recording of this, you know, and I have 27 people, and most of those are new for some reason. I think it's the new part of the year still, so people are trying to incentivize themselves or, you know, encourage themselves to start new things. So I have a whole bunch of new people coming tonight, but people afterwards, like, well, this was great. Thank you so much for having me. And it's always, I'm always flattered, but it still surprises me that we as a community give so much, but that it is, it's the WordPress project, right? It's that mentality, you know, and I try to come from a place of abundance versus scarcity. I really do. I mean that there's plenty of work. I need help getting some of it sometimes, but there's plenty of work out there. So
yeah, there really is. Yeah. So I've gotten clients, I've gotten free help. I've learned valuable skills. I've helped others, which is exciting as well. And something that I want to be a part of my life and part of what I do. And I made friends and better friends than I really would have predicted. And especially considering I was running this business for some time before I ever attended and participated in any WordPress related community stuff. And I was attending all kinds of business related groups and groups in other industries. And I didn't build these kinds of relationships. I found a lot of people that I didn't have much in common with that are just interested in passing out their business cards and, and finding their own customers, and that's where it ends.
Right.
WordPress community is a little bit different, and I've grown to appreciate that. And what it's really done is cemented my future in this space. I have found something I wasn't sure existed, a community of people who value each other and want to give before receiving. And so whatever else happens, I'm here to stay because I like this.
Yeah. Also, I have learned a lot about beard maintenance, by the way. I mean, I don't
I don't did go home with a new TV once.
I did. It's true. It's right behind me. I barely use the thing at the moment. Anyway, okay, moving on. Are we good with that one? Yeah.
Other than to just say, remember, question asker Eric, that attending these events tends to increase value over time.
Right.
So you're going to go to one, you're going to go to two, the value will be there, but it won't be life-changing. You're going to continue to go, and you're going to see more value as you get more comfortable asking questions, who to ask, so on. So just stick to it. It's going to get better.
Right on. All right. Question three. Go ahead. Ask me.
How does one become friends with super cool podcast hosts like yourself? This is a question from Ross in Ann Arbor.
Of course. So really easy. Cash, you know. Or wire transfer. I'm not going to be too picky. Or in this case, my wife just signed up for Venmo. So if you want to do Venmo to friends, so we can become friends, you know, through finances. Serious answer for me, sushi dinner. I'm a big sucker for sushi and unagi maki. Okay, fine. Really? Final answer. Just fly me to your city and I'll hang out with you. If you pay for the flight, and I'll, you know what? It's half price now because my wife's a flight attendant. So again, you know, just, you know, put it out there. No. How do you become friends? How do you become friends with people? Like, this is such a silly question, Ross, but it's funny. It's good. I fairly friendly, fairly outgoing, not too shy. I'm on Twitter, as we know. We'll get to that in a second. Say hi. You know, just make yourself available to say hi. And that's simple as that. I'm not, you know, there's nothing else that needs to be done except a hello, listen to this show, listen to the other shows, et cetera, or whatever it may be. I like meeting new people. I'm open to it. I try not to be standoffish. I don't know. I mean, how does one become friends with you, Kyle?
Right. Well, I mean, we get this question all the time. It's like the most common question. How can I be your friend?
Right.
Adam and I have, you know, gotten a little bit tired of this question. So what we did is we put together, an initiation program for friends. And that basically, it's pretty simple. So if you're really serious about this, you should probably go through the Adam and Kyle Friends Initiation Program. It involves denouncing proprietary content management systems and queuing your own version of jQuery and the Ohio State Buckeyes. It also involves pledging an eternal commitment to open source, leaving a 5-star rating on all of our podcasts, and a small monetary donation to the Adam and Kyle Foundation. But once you've completed all of those things, basically you're in. You're in our friends network. And, you know, that's pretty special.
Full disclosure, I did not know his answer, nor do I agree with all of it. But I am going to set up a link for that donation button. Maybe we'll use Give for that. Donate to the podcast. Or become a Patreon. Become a Patreon supporter, something like that, you know. Yeah, that might be helpful. If you don't want a sponsor, you don't need a sponsor. But we might be able to, if you just want to donate, it'll help. It'll be great. Keeping these great questions coming. All right. I think we're good for time today. This show, this episode has been awesome. And let's wrap it up.
Awesome. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We really want to answer more of your questions. Try and hit us with the hard stuff. Go to getoptionspodcast.com. And you will see a SpeakPipe function on the bottom of the screen. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the air if you want. Or you can fill out our contact form or send an email to get questions at getoptionspodcast.com, and we will answer anything, even anonymously, if that's your thing. And you can find us online. I'm on Twitter at Mr. Kyle Maurer. Adam?
I'm on Twitter at Hey Adam Silver, and also over at kitchensinkwp.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks. See you next week. Bye-bye.